I'm Terry Sacca, and this is Rigged Against You. Today, I'd like to discuss bubbles. And I'm talking stock market bubbles, rates, interest rates, and your money, and where you're putting it, and where you might want to think about putting it. Because this is real good data. Wait till I show you these historical charts. Not even charts, but this is almost psychological pattern. It's market history pattern. And wait until you see where we're at and the predictive and probability of what's coming. I think it's going to give you a lot of confidence to make the right move. And so let's start right here. Let's do this. Let's go with what we call, this is the NASDAQ composite. It's a bubble symmetry in scale variance. Now, what's interesting about this, I just want you to look at the alphabet letters. We are right there where A is. So look at A at the top on the right. Now, the dot-com bubble you can see on the left there, that was nothing compared to where we're at today. But look at where we're at with A. That's an everything bubble peak. Inflation is what they're saying, inflation is tame. Even though we know it's not. And then look where B is. We're getting ready where they're saying inflation is not tame because they're getting ready to print trillions and trillions of dollars. And in printing of that trillions of dollars, we're going to see a big market correction. Now, when you see from A to B here on the right, that's the correction I keep talking about is coming. Now, they tell us inflation is okay, even though we know it's not, because if you use the 1980s matrix, we know inflation is 12% right now. But again, they can't tell us that because they can't afford cola. Politically, it would be suicide, right? This correction is coming. It's baked into the symmetry. It is coming. We don't know how big. I think probably 20, 30%. Anything systemic, it's going to be bigger, maybe 50%. But here's where it gets scary. After this correction takes place in the market, they're going to start printing some money. They're going to say, well, inflation's much better. It's getting under control a little bit. They will be lowering rates because they say it's under control and better, even though it's not going to be true. And then they're going to stimulate trillions. And we're going to get another rise back in the market from that correction. But then right off the heels of that, and this is what I say a few years is coming, a Great Depression. Look at the collapse from C to D. We're talking a staggering, probably by 2028, major market correction, 60, 70%. At the same time, you're going to see silver go through epic transfers of wealth. And I mean epic. If you hadn't seen the podcast when I just talked about silver and bank trouble, silver breakout, go and watch that because I show you how the stock market over the next 12 to 18 months compared to silver value, silver is going to outperform upwards to 90% of the S&P. I don't know why you'd be in the stock market right now in mutual funds knowing this, because you can more than double your stock market holdings. And so many people are given just tips to gold and silver. Well, I'll throw 50 grand in gold and silver. You're going to miss the greatest wealth transfer. And the reason it's important with all the inflation that's coming, you're going to need to make that extra profit to adjust to the amount of inflation. So if you want to still be buying decent meats and being able to have a standard of living, you need this commodity wealth transfer while it's happening. If you miss it, you're going to find out what you think you have is okay isn't going to last as long as you hope. And so the reason we're surviving right now, this is amazing to me. The U.S. economy now relies entirely on foreign net savings. If you look at the blue and red, the blue is foreign net savings. Look on the right there in the red circle. That is foreign net savings. That's what's keeping us afloat right now in the GDP. You notice the red, that's the U.S. national net savings. We are dropping negative in net savings. We've only done that majorly in 2008. You can't make this up. If it wasn't for foreign net savings, we wouldn't be surviving right now. The U.S. not only is not saving, inflation is raging, and we got this big, huge flip that's coming to the market system, and so many people are trillions dedicated to that stock market. And I just don't understand the psychology of it, knowing we have this great transfer taking place where you can absolutely flip your system upside down by being in the right place at the right time and then rediversify later. And in my opinion, that's going to be silver because it's so undervalued and it's being pressured by the East, especially the Chinese, the Russians, the Indians, and the East. And now that BRICS is coming online, 40% backed by gold, you're going to see over the next handful of years, gold continue to rise towards 5,000, and silver easily is going to break out of 50 when it does. Who knows where it goes, but I won't be surprised to see 75 to 100, and that is hundreds of percent return from here, which means 200% return, a $300,000 IRA will be worth just about $1 million. Don't tell me that's not worth it. This is the real deal. But here's what they're doing with the interest rates. In the interest rate category, they just gave us a 50 basis point. That was for the little guy. But this is kind of complicated, but it's really not. If you notice the interest rates where the red circles are, they're all major events. COVID on the far right, come back up, subprime crisis, they called it, 2008. Then we had the tech bubble. We can go on and on and on. On the right side, you can see the blue line. We shot up with interest rates, the fastest we've done in so long. And now they're cutting. They're cutting again, which means there is absolutely an underlying crisis, but yet they just want to make the economy stay strong, right? We know it's not. It's such a lie. I mean, it's rigged against us so much. What my concern is most people just haven't quite understood this to the level. They're way overcommitted in cash in the bank and stocks in the market. That's just my opinion, and I'm probably going to be right. I hate to say it that way, but this is right up. They're talking about doing another 50 basis points in November. If you study finance and history, you just don't do 50 basis point, unless there is an extreme crisis. Well, I know there's an extreme crisis. If you follow this podcast, you know it because I'm showing you the raw data that proves we're there. And this doesn't count any world war, any pandemic, or any systemic problem. That's how big this is. Now, here's another look, I think, that really points out where we're at. This is amazing to me. This is the biggest month of monetary easing since April 20th. Look at this. Monthly global central bank policy rate cuts. We haven't seen this level of increase really going back to COVID. Look at how big COVID was. March, 49 cuts they did. And then you can go all the way over to 2008. We're almost at the 2008 level already. And this is going to be central banks across the world because we're going into a global recession. But look where we're at on the right. We already have 21 cuts. Look how big it's going. And they're just getting started. They just said the United States is going to do another 50 basis point in November. This is the rate policy. They don't do this unless there's serious trouble. And we got a stock market way out of whack. You should go back and watch the last few podcasts. I really lay out the data raw and real to show you how you can have faith in the data to make really good decisions with your money. But that is amazing because we haven't seen that level in really going back to COVID and then going to 2008. And that's where we're at today. But here's where it really blows up. This is more of a comic, but it's not. It's straight up. Now, when it gets really funny is if China overstimulates and the commodities start going through the roof. We are definitely, and I've showed this in past podcasts, we are in a commodity super cycle. Even China's having problems and they're printing a lot of money. Once we enter this commodity super cycle, being in the right place, or what I call right side of the fence, will absolutely change your future. We are talking about an epic wealth transfer that is coming, that those that heed the warning and go in the right places at the right time can have dramatic changes to their retirement outcome. If you stay status quo, you're going to probably be in for a pretty big surprise. And it's always going to be when you least expect it. I'd be going to Cornerstone Asset Metals and giving them a call. I would take seriously a substantial amount of diversification into physical silver in a depository and stay away from the big gold companies. If they got gold in the name of the company, 9 out of 10 of them, bait and switch, unbelievably gouge in price, and it's just not what you need. Right now, you don't need anything fancy or numismatic. You need as many ounces as you can get, and you don't need anything numismatic. Just get the silver. And Cornerstone is absolutely the place I'd be going to do that. So I shouldn't even be laughing through this, but I'm just astounded at how big this picture is and where we are today. It is so close. All I know is I'm prepared. One day we are going to wake up and that headline is there. And here's the worst part. I'm going to do one worse and one good. Here's the worst part. This data doesn't take into account war, China and Taiwan, increased war with Russia, escalation with Iran. It doesn't take into account cyber pandemic, biological weapon release. None of that is in this calculation. We get any of that, your retirement savings is wiped out if it's not in the right place. This is just raw financial, let alone the systemic. Let's just hope this country wakes up and saves it. We get in there with a brand new government. We just fire half of this federal government, really get inflation under control. But we're going to have to do drastic measures just like Milei did in Argentina. He fired half the government, really cut down, and it will be done. It can be done. He showed it can be done. But if we continue on this debt and leverage and fooling and rigging we the people, we are imploding. But personally, I think that's the design. That's what the fourth industrial revolution is. They want to take us to the Fourth Reich, digital ID, digital currency. And that means we are slaves and our behavior is 100% controlled. We will lose America as we know it. Is that what you want? I'd be number one, voting correctly. But two, get your assets out of the system because it's collateral. And be wise, because right now is not the time to take that much risk. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.